This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson and Kennedy. Welcome to the podcast for Wednesday, May 25th, 2022. Red Sox got a nice win in Chicago last night. We'll talk about that. We'll get into the Good Vibe Tribe. Kennedy could be hosting a really cool event with an actor that she adores. She'll share what that is if you missed the Unfiltered After Show podcast yesterday. Why does producer Dan have his baby teeth? It's a very funny story with him and his family. Also, we're going to talk about the finale of This Is Us. Got some good audio from Aaron O'Malley from the Midday Show. Obviously talking a little bit about what happened with the school shooting in Texas. And Steven Tyler back in rehab. Mix 104.1 is Carson and Kennedy. The Red Sox smoked the Chicago White Sox last night. 16-3 was the final score on that one.
Payoff pitch. Swinging a high fly ball left field. Backing up Pollock. Backing up. Did he do it again? Yep. Yes, he did. Story with number 8, and the Red Sox jump in front 4-0.
He got him. Hung him a breaking ball is what he did. 3-2, hanging hook. See ya, 3-run Johnson.
I love Dennis Eckersley. Build him a statue.
Travis is having quite the week. Wasn't he?
Trevor, excuse me.
Wasn't
he really has
offensive player of the week last week?
Yes.
Dingers.
The first 6 weeks of the year, he was swinging a wet spaghetti noodle for a bat.
Yeah.
And then it's just suddenly it's dynamite. He's like the King Midas of home runs.
Everybody I like touches. To hit them into the monster. It's what
groove.
I do.
They play Chicago again tonight and tomorrow night at 8:10. The Celtics tip off at 8:30 tonight in game 5 with the series against the Miami Heat. Tied at 2 apiece. Marcus Smart and Robert Williams are questionable. Also, congrats to Jason Tatum, who was named to the All-NBA First Team, which is a very big deal. It has not happened since 2008 with Kevin Garnett. It means he's one of the 5 best players in the NBA. And before that, it was 1988 with Larry Bird. So that was a very big deal that he got that news yesterday. Congratulations to him.
The voting is also kind of weird in that, though, don't you think? Joel Embiid came in second in MVP voting, but he's not on the first
team. Yeah, that makes no sense.
Because it also, it's not just voting.
Because they hate us.
No, it's voting, but it's also your team, how your team does as well. All of those things. So I think he's better than Joel Embiid there. Hot take, Dan.
You think Jason Tatum is better than Joel Embiid?
I do. I think Joel Embiid is a head case on IMHO. Let's get to the Good Vibe Tribe.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be all right. Yeah. There are people in this world doing good work and we are here to celebrate them. So don't worry about a thing. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
And if you know somebody that you think should be featured on the Good Vibe Tribe, drop us a text at 617-931-1234. That'll get to us right here in the studio. Big Brothers Big Sisters just announced that Jeff Bezos' ex-wife, Mackenzie Scott, donated a record $122 million. She wants to ensure every child in America has a strong role model to look up to.
Give her more of his money. I'm sorry.
I mean it.
Last year, a guy named Josh went on Twitter and jokingly challenged other Joshes to a fight. His name is Josh Swain.
Good old Josh.
And he said there was a big Josh fight event that happened in Nebraska that he organized where Josh just showed up and battled it out with pool noodles. Well, they did it again this past weekend, and this time they raised a bunch of money for charity. They brought in over $20,000 for Children's Hospital
That's
in
awesome.
Omaha. A mom in Texas created a Facebook group to help other parents find baby formula. It's called Formula Fed Babies, and 3,000 people have already joined. She says she hopes the shortage will end soon and it won't be needed anymore. I mentioned this. Somebody on Facebook had to help one of my daughters find formula because my granddaughter needs a special kind of formula. She's got a, right. you know, some issues going on with her belly. And thankfully on Facebook, somebody was able to find something like in another state wow. and sent it to my daughter, which was very nice. A 36-year-old woman in Baltimore received a free lottery ticket through a promo called Try Pick 5, and she hit for $25,000. Hey. And would anyone really forget about this much money? Some guy on TikTok says he was going through his old PlayStation games when he opened one up and he found $1,000 that he had hid in there when he was younger. And someone at Nabisco must have realized these two things are the same shape and size, so why not? But does this sound good to you? It sounds delicious to me. A new mashup. Ritz crackers and Oreo cookies will go on sale tomorrow. They're actually giving them away, but you have to pay $4 for shipping. One half is an Oreo cookie with cream. The other half is a Ritz cracker with peanut butter. So it's like shoving an Oreo and a Ritz Blitz in your mouth at the same time. Starting tomorrow at noon Eastern, you can try to snag a box at Oreo.com/Ritz. But act fast. Once they sell out, that is it. It doesn't sound like they're going to bring them to stores anytime soon.
I just love that this is what we're doing with the advances in technology.
The only thing that could do to make this better is make it a double stuffed Oreo. That would be good for me.
It's just a lot.
Oh, it sounds really delicious. Kennedy, what do you have for the Good Vibe Tribe audio?
All right, so there was a baseball game. The Reds were playing the Cubs. And you know how, like, in when you're sitting down, there's a little holder for your beer cup?
Sure.
Well, the ball went over into the stands and ended up in a guy's beer cup that was sitting in his cup holder. And what do you do when that happens? Well, you drink it.
Payoff pitch. Swing a high fly ball.
Oh, sorry.
Backing up Pollock. Backing up. Did he do
inside
it
out. Fourth foul. He just provided the greatest additive to a beverage. The baseball landed in a beer cup, and he just housed the whole beer with the ball in the cup. Oh, the deliciousness that is game-used beer.
People who call baseball games are just a special kind of wordsmith.
They really are.
Truly.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You bet.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-931-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041. The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 1041.
All right, I want to play some audio that happened yesterday in the Unfiltered After Show podcast. Something very exciting could be happening in Kennedy's life. And she said this to us. Listen.
Do you guys want to guess? You'll never be able to guess. Not in a million years.
Okay, does it have something to do with singing?
No.
Okay, acting?
Is hosting.
It, hosting an event at the end of summer.
It's you're never going to guess. It's with...
hosting. So you like the Shakespeare is in it the park, people.
Well, I'm already doing that. Okay.
Is
that's
it a
happening.
Fundraiser?
No.
Not a fundraiser?
How big should we be thinking?
Mm-hmm. Will you be paid for the game? Is it something you get paid for or you're just doing it out of the
goodness? Oh, heavens, I don't think so. It doesn't matter if I was
or
if I wasn't.
Is it a big venue in town? Like, is it a Fenway Park?
No.
Or House of Blues? Or is
no.
At the Common?
No.
Pavilion?
No.
Huh.
But it's at a theater.
It's at a theater? It's Chevalier Theater?
It is at the Chevalier.
Oh, okay. All right,
Chevalier. You got asked to do a drag brunch.
No.
Damn it.
We're getting closer.
No, you are... is it an artist coming in to do something?
An actor.
An actor is coming in.
It's
Rick
Nicolas
Springfield.
Cage.
No and no.
Are you going to be interviewing an actor?
I will be... It's like an evening with this actor, and they need a moderator.
What's his name? From Blues Brothers.
Dan Aykroyd, no.
Oh, okay.
I mean, again, I feel like... It's one of my favorite movies of all time.
That
I have harassed you for years about not seeing.
The Princess Bride. Ariowitz.
Yes.
Boom.
Inconceivable.
And there it is. So this is hopefully happening at the end of summer.
Yeah. So they asked me if I would be interested, and I was supposed to the day that this event is happening. It was the first day I was leaving for vacation,
right. For
my summer vacation that I'm taking. And I was just so excited about it. I was like, well, you know what? I think maybe I'm just going to have to see if I can change my flight.
Hell yeah, you do.
And so I looked it up and it was only $70 to change the flight.
Anybody want a peanut?
Yeah! And I, so I changed the flight. I sent an email right back and I said, I can do it, I can do it.
Right.
So now it goes to their production people.
Sure.
So like the local people said, sure.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has to go to like Cary Elwes people.
Is Cary Elwes doing this tour where he's going and doing different theaters and somebody is hosting?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure you'll be fine.
So it's going to be you and him on a stage.
I think so.
That's incredible.
Because
this movie is like, it was a big part of your life.
For sure. It's always been one of my favorites.
Mine too.
And I just, I don't understand, you know, Carson, how you didn't see it for so many years. And
right.
I just think it's such a wonderful, you know, 80 minutes of just suspending some disbelief and talk about rodents of unusual size. It's fine.
You've got an overdeveloped sense of vengeance. It's going to get you into trouble someday.
My name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die.
Stop saying that!
Stop saying that!
Manny Patinkin.
That was my favorite part of the movie when I finally did see it this year.
Cary wrote a book called As You Wish, and it's all about the filming of this movie that really happened only over a very short period of time.
Right.
And it's just a fascinating read. If you liked the movie, I would suggest it. It's an easy read, but really, really fantastic.
When you were reading the initial email, like, did you just feel like you were back the first time you saw that movie? Just that little butterfly feeling?
I just was like, wait, you want me to do what?
Huh? Excuse me?
I'm sorry? I couldn't believe that they even asked me because I've only worked with this gal a couple of times.
Right.
You know, I don't have I've never even met her in real life.
Right. Uh-huh.
You know, but we worked, you know, because she works with these theaters in town, you know, pitching guests and stuff like that.
I was thinking about this last night about what would do that to me. What movie from when I was a kid would I just freak out? And it would be Sean Penn if it was like a Fast Times at Ridgemont High from back in the day. Like,
unfortunately, he's gotten so damn serious, he would never do anything.
I know, but if he did a whole thing as Spicoli on stage and they asked me, I would lose my ever-loving mind.
Well, I mean, he's not playing a part. He's being himself.
No, I know.
But he's going to give you all the behind-the-scenes knowledge.
Yeah. Which is so cool.
Have you thought about what you're going to ask him yet?
No.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah.
Are you going to dress as Princess Buttercup?
I feel like I want to do something kind
of
fun.
You need to. That's you.
Or the Dread Pirate Roberts.
I feel like Dread Pirate Roberts, because that's more easily taken off than an entire yellow dress.
Right, right.
So
I think Grandpa, you need to dress up.
Maybe you could come over and read it again to me tomorrow.
Oh.
As you wish.
Oh, come on.
That is awesome.
You should get two swords and have, like, throw them one and then sword fight and then say, I'm actually not left-handed.
Yeah, that whole sword fight is the most interesting story of the whole thing because that was the last thing they were going to shoot.
Right.
Because
right.
It took so much time.
Right.
So while they were filming, they're choreographing as well. So he films a whole day and then he would go to rehearsal at night. And the director was like, whatever you do, do not injure yourself during this.
Right.
Don't about.
Right.
And he did.
Of course he did.
And he fell off a golf cart and hurt his foot. And so he did like parts of the movie he was supposed to be standing, he's sitting.
Right.
And during
and that was why?
During that fight, he has hit, his foot is swollen this big.
On the high seas, your ship attacked. The Dread Pirate Roberts never takes prisoners.
I can't afford to make exceptions. I mean, once word leaks out that a pirate has gone soft, people begin to disobey you, and then it's nothing but work all the time.
You mock my pain.
Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something.
Well, that
it's actually very
I'm
true.
I'm so excited. My nerdy
cool.
little
so
heart can't take
I know,
it.
So you have to
hope it works out.
I'll absolutely come.
Yeah, me too. I'll keep you guys posted.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service at findmassmoney.com. Excuse me. Steven Tyler's Aerosmith bandmates said the June and July dates of their Las Vegas residency have been canceled as Steven seeks treatment. He has entered a treatment program following a recent relapse, prompting the band to put their upcoming residency on a temporary hold. Aerosmith said in a statement yesterday that Tyler underwent first foot surgery in preparation for the band's return to the stage and in managing his pain suffered a relapse. He was in a motorcycle accident, and I mean a large portion of his foot was damaged
and
almost like removed.
Sure.
And it's caused him a great deal of pain, I know, ever since then. So I think he went and got the surgery so that he could last through the long residency.
Sure.
And, you know, they said, as many of you know, our beloved brother Steven has worked on his sobriety for many years. After foot surgery to prepare for the stage and the necessity of pain management during the process, he has recently relapsed and voluntarily entered a treatment program to concentrate on his health and recovery. They will Subsequently, he's canceling the June and July dates of the Deuces Are Wild residency, which was slated to begin at the Dolby Live Park at MGM on June 17th. So as soon as he's ready to go, I think that they'll try and keep going. But that is really tough.
It happens to a lot of people that way with the prescription pain pills.
Yeah, how it starts a lot of times, too. You just
maybe
think you can't get back.
Content or whatever. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What was that TV show you told me to watch, Annie?
Dope sick.
Yeah, and the way they talked about the science of it all and the way it affects your brains for years. That your brain is just
you're not normal for
rewired.
At least, quote unquote, normal for at least 3 years.
Yeah.
So. And with people that, you know, have suffered in the past, and when you start to take that again, it triggers that chemical in your brain.
Addiction is no joke. Everything from caffeine and cigarettes all the way up to here, addiction is a very, very big thing. So we just wish him all of the best and hope he gets better soon.
At least he recognized it and didn't try to tough out the residency while still taking the pills. Yeah. And
we love Steven Tyler on this show.
So much.
We still have the microphone decorated here in our studio from, you know, he's visited us a few times on the show, both here in studio, and we've gone out to interview him. And we wrapped his microphone in like
a lei.
It's like a lei or a ribbon or something, and it still sits there to this day, all these years later. So we're hoping the best for Steven.
So Kanye West failed presidential bid just took another hit, y'all. His campaign committee claims they fell victim to a fraud scheme where thousands went to pay off someone's credit card. Kanye 2020 told the Federal Election Commission someone unaffiliated with the campaign accessed the committee's bank account, swiping almost $4,000 to pay off their own credit card bills. And a letter fired off yesterday to the FEC and obtained by TMZ, Kanye 2020 says an investigation determined someone accessed the account 3 times between December and February, and the campaign was unable to get the money back from the First Bank of Wyoming. The FEC had previously flagged the transactions, and Kanye's campaign had to take a look, and now claiming they were the victim here. There doesn't appear to have been an arrest made. It appears the FEC is working to gather more information. But
I wonder how much money the birthday party has in its coffers.
I wonder if it's not
hundreds
that much that
dollars.
Somebody only stole $4,000.
That's what I'm saying.
So.
Have they checked on Northwest?
It's in her purse.
Because she's a little sneaky, sneaky.
I'm shocked that the birthday party is not a tightly run ship and that there's leaks in the boat.
All of this over $4,000. It's wild. And we all know Rita Moreno, yes?
Yes, of course.
She's an EGOT holder.
She
Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, an absolute star, an icon, if you will.
She is.
One of the first women to do first women things, one of the first Latino women to do Latino woman things, right? Like, when you think of an iconic actress, you think of Rita Moreno. So you wonder, you know, after the success of West Side Story, what are you going to do next, Rita?
What are you going to do next, Rita?
She's going to be Vin Diesel's grandma in Fast 10.
Well, rent's still got to be paid, you know?
That's a choice.
Now, you know me. I love these awful movies. I do.
That's your all-time favorite franchise.
They're up there. It's up there.
James Bond.
This one made me go, what? However, Vin Diesel said, it's my dream forever to work with Rita Moreno, and the fact that she's here playing my grandmother makes my soul smile.
Dan, you know what I heard.
She's gonna. Her first line's gonna be dumb. Nothing's more important than family.
Thank you, Dan.
Yes, Grandma.
I heard we family, Grandma.
Do you think she calls him Buster?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So for some reason, producer Dan was holding on to his baby teeth recently.
Yep.
What's going on, Dan?
Held the bones of past me. So my parents have reached retirement age.
Right.
And they bought a house in Florida. So now they're looking to sell their house up here. And this is my childhood home. We've been there since I was a couple months old.
That is wild. 30 years.
30 plus years of memories and just stuff that you collect over a lifetime.
Of course.
Right.
So while we're trying to go through all this stuff to get it ready to show to people, you know, we're finding all kinds of stuff in corners and crevices and boxes, like stuff from my childhood. And at one point, she had an envelope that had the date on it. And I opened it, and it was just my teeth.
Wow.
And she said, Dan, do you want these? And I said, Mom, I'm not in Vietnam in wartime. I'm not trying to make a necklace. No.
Marianne is from Marshfield. You've done the same thing that Dan's mom did, Marianne?
I did, absolutely. I got them from the Tooth Fairy, you know, and so I just put them in a little plastic egg, you know, that I use at Easter, and just kept them because I think when he was small, I'm like, I can't throw them away. They're like his baby teeth.
How old is he now?
How old is he now?
Yeah.
He's 30.
Does he want them?
I think I asked him and he said no, but yeah. I think I
do. You ever just open the egg and look at him? Because that's weird.
I do.
Of course you do.
It is kind of weird, but I don't know. I think it's just a
being a mom
thing.
Is wild.
It's wild.
Being like I imagine before children, like for me,
yeah.
The thought of hanging onto teeth is just gross.
But for a mom, you
when
just...
you've birthed that child and fed that child and raised that child,
like, those are my teeth.
I just imagine her playing it like an instrument with the eggs inside the teeth.
That's the most terrifying Easter egg hunt of all time.
You know what, though? I didn't want them, but I got low-key offended that you want to throw them out.
100%.
Catherine is from Waltham. What was it that was saved by your mom?
It was my broken cast from when I was two.
Your broken cast?
So I broke my arm, and she kept the cast.
That's just gross.
Those things smell.
Is it like the plaster?
It was. Yes.
Oh, my God.
When they,
she just...
And I was like, it wasn't until we moved when I was in high school, and I was like, this is not okay.
Could you still see, where your friends signed it or your family signed it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Those things are just gross inside. Yeah.
They just smell terrible.
That just seems like a...
Thank you.
Unsanitary.
That's it. Thank you, Annie. Thank you.
None of this is sanitary, Kennedy.
Julie is from North Attleboro. What did your parents keep?
So I'm adopted, and my mom kept my outfit that I came over in and the bottle that I had with me as well.
See, now that's heartwarming.
That's kind of sweet. Yeah.
That's wholesome.
Yeah, that's amazing. You have good parents. Yeah. They didn't... Yeah, that's sweet to me.
I don't think it makes you a bad parent to save teeth.
No.
No, I feel like a lot of parents do it.
They right. do. Right.
Do you guys not have anything saved from Barrett?
Who?
All right, how about your wife? Does your wife have anything saved from the child that she birthed?
No, she saves everything.
Sure.
We have the book.
Yeah, with this little footprint.
And the footprint and the tooth taped in there on the day that he lost it.
There it is.
And his blood type and a lock of hair.
There it is.
Yes, and earwax. She saved all of that stuff. let's see. Well, let me grab one more. Another teeth mom, I think, here. Is this Haley from Norfolk? Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Is it who kept the baby teeth? You or your parents?
My mom, and she told me a couple of years ago, and I was like, "Mom, those came out of my mouth. You can just throw them away. It's okay." She's like, "No, don't you want them?" I'm like, "No, it's okay."
It's just like, what are you supposed to do with them?
I don't know.
Like, put them on your mantle?
Display
yes,
case.
Exactly.
Right.
I don't even know where they are.
Okay,
I didn't want to know anything about them.
That is,
if I walked in here and I was wearing a tooth necklace, I'd hope you guys would be like, yeah, all right.
When I was a kid, you just...
You do whatever you want to do.
When I was a kid, they would just take your baby shoe and they would send it out to have it redone in brass. And then it would sit on
bronze.
It would just sit on...
But like, that makes
sense. I have a bronze baby shoe somewhere from when I was a kid.
Sure.
There are no baby teeth. There are no baby teeth.
Well, so, they are in my house.
So again, did you take them or no?
No.
Are you going to sell them at a yard sale?
Yeah. If anybody wants my teeth, I will sell them to you.
Oh, like Dan's DNA.
DM me on Instagram.
Let's try to
Who's
recreate
the biggest
you.
Fan?
Oh my gosh. Let's see how weird it gets.
Yes.
Let's go.
I'm in.
I'm also selling feet pics if you're interested.
The bidding starts at $200.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Cameron.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Amber Heard's legal team has rested their defense case in her defamation trial with ex-husband Johnny Depp, who is suing her for $50 million for implying in a 2018 Washington Post op-ed that he abused her. Rebuttal witnesses for Depp testified on Tuesday to counter the testimony of expert witnesses called by Heard's team to address her alleged loss of earnings and Depp's mental health. The jury also heard a different telling of the 2013 Hickville Trailer Palace incident, and a former friend of Heard's sister said she thought something was very wrong to support Amber's claims against Depp. There was also a lot of conversation about her losing money, you know, her role being reduced in Aquaman 2.
Sure.
And that there was no, and that because of her relationship with Johnny Depp, that she lost, you know, bigger parts in these movies.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had someone up there who said it was actually the lack of chemistry. It wasn't Johnny Depp.
I think editorially they were able to make that relationship work in the first movie, but there was a concern that it took a lot of effort to get there. And would we be better off recasting, finding someone who had better, more natural chemistry with Jason Momoa?
So they had to edit in the chemistry, apparently.
Yeah. Well, have you seen the movie?
Yeah. I mean, her performance was flat. It sure.
Was, yeah.
The movie
not great.
Was quite flat, but yeah.
It was very cool visually, a lot of colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kate Moss will testify today about her relationship with Johnny Depp and give her side of the story that Amber told during testimony earlier in the trial. And closing arguments happening Friday,
thank
blessedly.
God.
Taylor Swift emphasized the message of Warriors coach Steve Kerr in the aftermath of the tragic shooting in an elementary school in Texas on Tuesday. I don't know if you've seen this, but he used his entire press conference ahead of Game 4 to express his frustration with the lack of response to gun-related tragedies.
When are we going to do something? I'm tired. I'm so tired of getting up here and offering condolences to devastated families that are out there. I'm so tired of the... Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm tired of the moments of silence. Enough.
He lost his father to gun violence, right? Is that what the story is?
He was fatally shot.
Yeah.
She said, I'm filled with rage and grief and so broken by these murders, by the ways in which we as a nation have become conditioned to unfathomable and unbearable heartbreak. Steve's words ring so true and cut so deep.
It's not okay. Look at any other nation in the world. This is not normal.
I just can't with the argument of, and not, I don't mean to get so in deep in this, but just like mental illness. We need to look at there's people that live with mental illness all across this world.
That ain't it.
This does not happen anywhere else in the world than here.
And when you're more worried about your Second Amendment right than this, it's disgusting. So anyway, it's nice when people put their powers behind good.
He's very outspoken. I just think he's like, I'm not talking about basketball. This is not important. We're not going to go Dubs. This is not important.
It really is fantastic. Speaking of Taylor Swift, the season finale of Grey's Anatomy airs tomorrow, and some Swifties think she's going to make an appearance.
Wow.
Now, why?
Why?
A Swiftie caught that Taylor's name was included in the IMDb cast and crew list for the show's upcoming episode titled Out for Blood.
Okay.
The drama has not confirmed the news, and the IMDb page with the reference is gone.
Mm.
But interestingly, does include the Muppets' Miss Piggy.
Oh.
Huh?
So you're going to have to tune into the 2-hour episode to find out if she's really in it. Well played, ABC.
Well played.
Well played.
She's wrote... her songs have been in episodes before, right?
I can't imagine that they haven't been.
Like a Back to December.
That show has been on the air since.
Can you imagine the soundtrack?
Taylor was not born yet.
Honestly.
So.
Has Taylor done any acting?
In her music
videos? She was in Valentine's Day or New Year's Day, one of those ensemble movies.
Yeah.
When she was dating Taylor Lautner.
Oh,
it was so good.
And, you know, being a mom is tough. And sometimes it's nice to have folks around you who can support you in being a mom. And being a cool mom at that.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening with Hillary Duff. She has organized them into what Mandy Moore calls the Cool Mom Club. It also includes Meghan Trainor and Ashley Tisdale.
Love. Well, I want to go.
Mandy says, Hillary, being the super mom that she is, formed a cool mom club. Somehow I got invited, and it's the best. I've made so many wonderful friends. We just gathered earlier this week. We had dinner. We have baby classes. It's incredible. It's so much fun. I'm very grateful to have these resources and incredible women to lean on. We're all going through this chapter of our lives together.
Okay, Bad
Moms.
Can
you imagine?
We're doing Bad Moms 3, starring those four women. Mila, you're out. Hillary, you're in.
I just think that's adorable. I'm still sitting around with their cute babies talking about nursing and all of the things that we talk about. So I thought it was fantastic.
From the 781, Taylor was in The Giver.
Oh.
And from the 508, Taylor played the criminal in CSI.
I miss both of those.
Mm. Have a criminal bone in her body. That's sweet.
It's called acting, Annie.
She was also in the movie Cats.
Oh, we don't get that. Cats. That movie was nightmare.
There was no acting in that movie.
When even
Idris Elba can't make it work.
I know.
Somebody did point out, and we know this, but just in case you didn't know this, that Taylor's cat is named Meredith Grey.
Thank you for that. I should have put that in the story. Thank you, guys.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
So if you're a fan of This Is Us, last night was the series finale, which can get very emotional. I'm going to play you a little bit of audio. If you've recorded it and you haven't watched it yet, you might want to just check out for a few minutes because we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the ending and all of that sort of stuff.
Get ready.
I don't want to leave them.
You don't.
How did it feel, Annie?
It's very whispery.
This is just one of those shows to me. There hasn't been a show on television that I feel like people consistently watch week after week since I would say like Modern Family, maybe. Mm. But a show that it's a drama like this, mm-hmm. I don't know. And I know it's corny to say, but it really feels like you know these people.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't felt that way about a family show in a very long time.
When you finish a show or a book you're really into, it feels like you're missing a piece when there's going to be no more.
Like picturing Mandy Moore in a different role or Milo Ventimiglia in a different role now, I'm like, no.
Mm-hmm. You're this, and this is who you are.
You're Jack and Rebecca Pearson. That's who you are.
Especially the way television has changed so much over the past decade with all the streaming services where they will release an entire series of a show. So this is the kind of the old school drama on network TV.
Must watch TV because you don't want to get spoiled the next day.
Right, and the writing is just so incredible. The way that they intertwine all of their stories and they deal, it's interesting, it's one of those shows that was dealing with, you know, COVID and the pandemic, like they were wearing masks in the show and dealing with real issues, Black Lives Matter issues, and just so many things that the writers just did such an incredible job
with. I was blown away that they filmed this 4 years ago because they were concerned about the kids getting older.
Yeah,
that is mind-blowing. So Erin O'Malley from The Midday Show is a huge fan of This Is Us, and she sent this little clip. She was obviously very emotional last night.
I'm not okay. I cannot believe I watch a show that gets me this upset. I almost threw my crock pot away because of these people.
Erin O'Malley was not doing well, people.
I will never understand wanting to watch a show week after week that's going to make you sad.
But
I get sad enough on my own. I don't need...
So do I, but a show that causes a visceral reaction to me is a good show. Whether that's anger or sadness or happiness. Sometimes it's tears of joy, to be honest with you.
Dan, not everybody's like, well, I know you don't cry, but everybody's like, you know, that crying is something we utilize as a tool all the time.
Right.
Some people need help crying. And so they watch these shows and that's fine. And that makes them feel better. And I love that for them.
I just actively avoid a show or a movie that I know is going to make me sad.
So I love these kinds of shows and movies. I need the ones that are tearjerkers that make me cry because you have those, but then you also have other moments and shows and movies that like you're just laughing and happy. You got to get the full range of emotion. So this is Karan.
This is my friend Karan. She lives in South Carolina.
Right.
And She was not crying as much, but she had a moment, I think, to collect herself. But I think the assessment she gave of the show was so fantastic.
Just finished This Is Us, and I'm here to tell you that we are starting two campaigns. Number one campaign, give Mandy Lee Moore all of her things.
Yep.
Sis acted down this entire season. Like, we hear this whole story. The whole story is about the loss of the father, Jack, and we get to the end of the series and come to find out the entire series is about Mandy Moore's character and her journey as a mother, as a widow, someone who gets remarried, and someone who ultimately has to let go of life and make sure her children are in a good place. She acted down. The second campaign I'd like to start is to sue Dan Fogelman for intentional affliction of emotional distress. You know exactly what you're doing with this show. You know exactly what kind of emotional roller coaster you put on. This episode, the mother dies. I'm laughing. I'm crying. I just had a baby. So I know what it's like to like do that dance and feel that joy when you got this beautiful little boy, but I also just lost my dog. So I know what it's like to be super introspective and to be thinking back on all the good times and wishing you could go back to those moments and live in those moments again and just up and down, just a roller coaster. You know what you're doing. And naming the baby William. Come on. Come on, come on. Y'all are doing this on purpose. I'm sad to see it go. I have enjoyed our time together. Thank you so much. This is us.
There's Karan.
She's so funny.
Dan Fogelman's getting some emails today. What is wrong with you?
Okay. I cannot believe I watch a show that gets me this upset. I almost threw my crock pot away because of these people.
Aaron O'Malley. So good. So yeah. Good.
And thanks to everyone who sent us their,
yes,
their audio and video and stuff. We really do appreciate it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.